ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If my eyes do not deceive me, it's The Plantain.
The Plantain is back.
That's because my nanny found it at the bottom of some bag and was just obsessed with the fact that we were going to waste it. So my mum was forced into making a plantain puree.
I bought a whole bunch of really ripe plantain the other day and I thought I'll use those for something. I did slightly forget they were there, so fair enough, Mum. So we're having it's like a roast chicken broth. But it's a bit more than that. So I made two roast chickens. With the roast chicken is a pearl barley broth risotto. And we will have chicken broth on the side so that you can pour your own broth into the plate.
Oh my God, it's my dream. Why do I love that so much? It's
and also, extra broth. The risotto is actually a watercress and pea risotto.
Yeah,
so it's frozen peas. Because I noticed that in Joe's book, he talks about, you know, the goodness of frozen vegetables, and people do underestimate how great frozen vegetables are. So I wanted to use some frozen vegetables, and pea being your favourite frozen vegetable, Makita, I thought we'd go with pea. So I've made a pea and watercress puree. I've made a pearl barley risotto. I've got a really rich chicken stock where I roasted chicken drumsticks off. And that's bubbling away. That's what you can hear bubbling in the background.
Sorry, I'm so quiet. I'm just watching you lay this chicken on this plate and it is mesmerising.
And then, so you get a little cup of...
I can have this.
Can you take your hand?
So this is the last bit.
You're allowed the bit on the breadboard at the end. That's what I was taught. So I don't know why she's changing the rules now.
Why were you taught that?
That is bullshit. That is some rule you and your cousin made up. So that in the bowl is the watercress, parsley, pea puree. So at the last moment, so that we keep it green, I'm going to stir that into this, Tanya, which is a really beautifully rich, if you can see, look at that, isn't that lovely and silky and gorgeous? A really rich, silky, he's a little more
get on
stock.
With it. What is it? A risotto?
It's a risotto.
Yes, oh. Keep saying cold and silky.
Sorry, pearl barley risotto. But I wanted it green, so we've made a puree. So at the very last moment, I'm going to stir that in to this pot, and then we'll plate that up, and I'll put a bit of the plantain puree. So that was the other side of the story. Sorry, I'm talking backwards today.
Yeah, Daddy's not here.
Because he's gone on holiday.
He's gone on holiday for Christmas. We are at the end of quite a long year, and Mum's flailing a little bit today. I have to say.
How dare you?
No, you're doing great. I'm just saying you're shutting down a bit.
Yeah, I'm tired. It's been a long year. At the bottom, we've got a plantain and coconut puree, and then the parsley, watercress, pea risotto, pearl barley risotto will go on top of that, and then you get your roast chicken, and then you get your own little bowl with the broth in, and you pour that on the top. And then we've also made like a parmesan toasted panko, little pan grattato, to kind of crunch on the top, because we like texture, don't we?
We do like texture. Can you just talk to me about... Yes. Barley, I've got a real thing for barley.
I love barley.
It's a real kind of warming kind of...
It feels ancient. One of the things I love about barley is it feels really old, really good for you, and it's got all its bits. Like, I love soft white rice. I do like brown rice, but it's not as comforting as white rice. But pearl barley is really comforting and nutty and wholesome, and it's like it's the whole grain. That's why it's nutty in that way, actually. So it's going to have a nuttiness, a sweetness from the pea, a little irony kind of energy from the watercress and the flat-leaf parsley. It's a little citrusy. And then the lovely, rich, rich chicken stock and sweetness from the parsnip puree.
Keats, what have you dreamed up today to drink?
Well, Joe Wicks has said that he doesn't really drink, but he could murder a gin and tonic. He loves a gin and tonic. So because of all the different things that we do as a family in our lives, we have 12 different types of gin in this house. So we thought, you know, it's Christmas, let's have a bit of, like, I don't know, participation, work as a team. So I've built a sort of gin station with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different gins. Then we've got a little bit of this sorrel ginger sort of mix that you can pour in. And then I've sliced lemon, laid out some rosemary, and I'm going to slice up some cucumber. And we're going to say to Joe Wicks, what do you want from your drink today? He doesn't have to make it, but I think it might be fun for him to go, oh, I'll have that gin, please. And then he can fancy up his gin with the lemon and rosemary and cucumber. And then we have Verve, darling, we have Verve.
A lot of Verve.
I've got a confession to make to you.
What's that?
Well, on the weekend, my nan came round and I made a roast dinner. And I made a roast chicken for the first time in ages. And people were up in arms because I used Bisto gravy, right? Which is obviously like, you should make your own gravy. But I don't mind that because I think Bisto is what my nan used to make.
Right.
But I use the beef gravy on chicken because I don't like the chicken
I think that's fine.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm not very big on the rules, Joe.
Right.
I'm not really for the rules. It's your dinner. If you want beef gravy on your chicken, then have beef gravy on your chicken.
It tastes great.
Stop telling other people what to do. You're not eating it. Mind your own business. That's what I say to people. Usually in that tone as well.
Do you have quite a lot of pressure when you're cooking for the family now that because you've become the chef of the family, it is always on you to do the cooking?
No, I mean, I do enjoy cooking. So for me, it's quite relaxing. It's quite therapeutic. Obviously, when the kids are there, it's a bit more challenging. I've got a 5, 3, and a 1-year-old.
Yes.
Wow, so I try to, if I get them involved, it's fine. But if I want to just do it really relaxed, I'll put them in another room with the Disney Plus, put some music on,
yeah.
a bit of Smooth or a bit of Chilled Magic. And
God, he's your people.
Yeah. This is my radio
he's
station.
He's your people.
Joe, I love
Magic. What are we celebrating? Are we going to raise a toast?
Yeah.
I'm going to get my hibiscus.
Okay, so Mum can't just have, like, a drink. She has to, like, put, like, Chambord in it.
Oh, do you put that little, like, I've seen that stuff. Is it a little hibiscus flower?
This is Chambord. This is black raspberry.
We do usually
this
have hibiscus.
This is hibiscus, which is, we call it sorrel
in
the Caribbean.
Joe, we might like this because this is, like, ginger.
This is really nice. I think you should have some sorrel, Joe.
Yeah, I'll try a bit of that.
Yeah.
It's hibiscus flower, and in the Caribbean we have it as a drink, like a juice. We make
it looks
like a
Tabasco. It looks a bit spicy.
It's not, though. It's like a sweet liquor. Smell it.
Oh, I like the smell of that.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice. I'm just going to give it a look.
Little dash.
Is that like a rosemary or thyme, like a herb sort of thing?
It's a flower.
Oh, it's a flower.
Yeah, literally. It's a flower. Do you want some?
No, thank you.
Yeah, because champagne gives me a little bit of heartburn sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's really nice. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. Cheers. Good food and good company.
And
nice
good
to meet
people.
You.
Good people. Good people. See what you think of that. Taste that.
Yeah, this is delicious. Yeah, that takes it up another level for me.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel, Joe.
Because I'm not a massive champagne drinker, but it makes it a bit more of a fruity cocktail.
It makes it into a little fruit cocktail without it being too sweet.
Just
me,
up.
Me and Joe got this.
You and Joe got this.
Way back.
I feel like I've been here before.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's been such a lovely experience to come to someone's house, you know, in the comfort of their home and sit and just have a really relaxing chat and a nice meal, and the food was absolutely out of this world. Like, it was a combination of like a British roast dinner, if you like, with the roast chicken, so beautifully marinated, but then it had this amazing sort of Caribbean vibe with this more than one texture and flavour going on at the same time. So I'm so glad I waited and didn't sort of have a cheeky sandwich on the way here. I came in hungry, so every single spoonful was like, that is unbelievable. So yeah, I think she's an amazing chef. They were so warm and friendly. They really asked some great questions as well, which is nice. I remember seeing Makita on TV and just the voice is very familiar. I mean, I'm almost the same age, so I've definitely seen her career go over the years, and it's really nice to finally meet them in person. What I loved about them straight away is they were just like super like relaxed, and they got great, you know, good chemistry, obviously, because they're mum and daughter. They're they've got that like rapport, but they're just funny. Like, they're really, really funny. And I think it's nice to be able to have a career and have a TV personality, for example, but still be pretty chill and humble in your own way. For me, that's always come natural. I haven't like thought, well, I'm on TV or I've got this many followers, so I should be certain different. I don't think anyone's better than anybody in this world. I think, you know, it's just about being kind, being humble, and, you know, being helpful to other people. So I can see that in them, and I can see a genuine sort of kindness, you know, and you just get that vibe. You can feel the energy, can't you, with someone?
Or when they come round to your house, what's the reciprocal meal? What are you and your family cooking for Andy and Makia?
So if they were coming around and I wanted to impress them and make something special, I'd probably make the new pie from my new cookbook. So it's called Joe's Chicken Fajita Pie. Imagine like a chicken feet you're going to put into a wrap, but you actually put phyllo pastry over the top of it. So it's a phyllo pastry chicken fajita pie. Really lovely. I'd probably serve it with some roasted carrots or some roasted cauliflower and maybe some beans. I like some beans or, you know, a bit of gravy would be nice of it. But yeah, it's going to be lovely.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.